My question for you, Jamie McCowan, is what were you doing 26 years from today? We know you won the Cup 26 years ago yesterday. What were you doing 26 years ago today?
That's a good question. You know what? Probably just getting up and reading the papers. And, man, we didn't hit the internet quite that often back then. And we were just soaking it all in, and the boys were all getting together to talk about how spectacular we thought we were, and then we realized that we weren't actually all that good. But it was just you know, the reality is it takes a couple of days for everything to sink in, and then the aches, the pains start coming out, and you realize it's been like almost 10 months of hard work and suffering as a team. And it really does take a few weeks, if not even a month or so, before your body gets all healed up.
Let me ask you this, because we were kind of making reference to the fact that the Stampeders are about set to start their training camp, and it seems like just yesterday they won the Grey Cup. What about you and winning a Stanley Cup? When did the euphoria, when did the, you know, kind of the celebrating end, and you were able to understand that now you got to go back to understanding off seasons were different than they are now, but when did you get back to work working on the 1990 season?
Well, you know what? I think you nailed it on the head. I mean, the kids nowadays, it's just a totally different game.
Mm.
You had to be on the bike, you know, an hour a day or jogging or playing with the ropes and all these different things that they do nowadays that we didn't do. And the reality is, you had fun. We had a chance to go. Rick Natras and I actually went on a trip together. We went on a cruise down south, and we had a chance to be on the boat with some other NHL players. And, you know, that was the year we were the champions. I mean, they, you know, every time you talk to these guys, they realize that we were the champs. And obviously a different feeling. You know, you think that you're a good player. You hope you're a good player, and you hope you contribute. But suddenly, you know, winning it all, you know, puts you into a status that, unfortunately, a lot of the players in NHL never reach.
It goes without saying, Jamie, that, you know, a year ago from now, 25 years is, you know, a standard. That's a celebratory anniversary. 26 is another year. Or with something like a Stanley Cup, is an anniversary ever just another year? I mean, you know, do you still have the same kind of fond memories, or was it a bigger deal last year just because everybody got together and it was 25 years?
Well, you know, I hate to give away the age of yourself and myself, but, you know, I go golfing once a year with some buddies of mine from my hometown. And the unfortunate thing is you get together and most of them are local and they talk about stuff. And then they'll start bringing out the stories of guys or gals that we went to high school with or we grew up with that are no longer with us. And, you know, when you're young, I mean, the world, you know, is so far ahead of you, and you don't realize that time slips by very fast. So the idea that 25 years after winning the Cup, we had a chance to get together with a bunch of guys that, you know, I haven't had a chance to see in literally years. You know, Hawk and Luke coming over and that. I mean, that's and he's in good shape, good health, both physically and mentally. You know, most of the guys were there. So that in itself was maybe the most exciting part about the whole event, was the fact that you had a chance to talk some old stories and the guys were still there and they still understood. And, you know, I remember my hockey coach from college running into him, you know, nine years ago now, and he had Alzheimer's. And, you know, I talked to him and you seem to think you're on the same wavelength. And then 20 minutes later, he asks you the exact same question, and you realize that he's no longer there. And so I might be sounding a little, sure, you know, dark here, but,
yeah,
you know, you got to enjoy the times that you have. And that team, that 89 team, and the teams just before and after, there are some great people, some great family people. And obviously with the management and the ownership, we're just all reading from the same page.
Jamie McCowan of the Calgary Flames alumni joining us. Of course, the 21st annual Masters Golf Tournament goes this Thursday. Over $2.4 million already raised over the span of the tournament for local charities. And we'll talk about that in a second. I do have to ask you, though, as a very successful real estate agent, Did you, your other club, the Maple Leafs, or one of your other clubs, the Maple Leafs, made a lot of noise last week about the hiring of a new coach. Did you ever think that maybe you got into the wrong profession, that afterwards it should have been coaching?
Well, you know what? And I got to follow up, believe in my cut. I had spent so much time in a row, and that's one of the number one questions you get asked. It's like, why didn't you go into coaching? And you know, you got your junior years, and then I went to college for 3 years, and then you play 17 in pro. It's just a lot of years of being away from family. And I guess if you could start off right away and knew that you only had to worry about, you know, home games or what have you, yeah, sure, let's get into it, because I love the game and I love the people. But, you know, the fact that, you know, chances are I was going to have to go down to the minors and spend literally, you know, months or perhaps even years, again, you know, going on the road and doing what, you know, needed to be done to be successful, I just wasn't up for it. And, you know, some people are and some people aren't. And for me, I was just happy to be around family and friends for a while. And again, see you next.
I'm just, your thought though on Mike Babcock taking over in Toronto. I mean, you know, I think you were part of the last team that really had any kind of measurable success for the Maple Leafs. I mean, it's a market that's dying. You know what it was like in Calgary when they finally won in 89. And it's been a lot longer than that, a lot more frustrating in Toronto. What kind of job is Mike Babcock inheriting there?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you need that person beside you to say, hey, wake it up. You know, you're making a mistake. And I'm not saying he is making a mistake. From a financial standpoint, he clearly did not make a mistake. But, you know, like I said, I've got my buddies from the Toronto area, and they're always asking us if we want Dion Phaneuf back. And I'm saying, well, I'm not in that position to make any of those calls, but I think we're happy the way we are right now. So, like, job one is, like, what do you do about your leadership there? And, again, I mean, when I say about it, I know what leadership was all about back when I played, but I haven't been in the dressing room with the Toronto Maple Leafs for, you know, whatever it's been, 15, 18 years. So what's really going on there, and how much is the made-up musings of reporters.
Right.
And no disrespect, but you know how it is. We're having a slow day. You know, a few of the guys that we like to bug are actually playing all right. Well, now what are we going to do? We've got to make up another story. And so with Babcock there, you know, he'll have a year or two, I think, before the wolves start to circle. And hopefully some of the kids coming up to the draft or whatever are able to make that leap. But I look at that team and I look at what they've had in the past coming up from the minors, and it hasn't been as good as, you know, what's coming up in Buffalo, for instance, or what's coming up in Detroit. And it was a bit of a shock to me, to be honest with you. I mean, not a complete shock, but it was a bit of one like, wow, you're putting it all on there. And it reminds me a little bit of what's his name there? There's my Alzheimer's kicking in. Scotty Bowman.
Yep.
You know, Scotty was such a good coach and leader and whatever you want to call it when he had really good players. And he proved it in Montreal. He could handle the players there. He could prove it in Detroit when he had some superstars there. But when he went to Buffalo and the Buffalo didn't have superstars and was struggling, whatever, he couldn't handle it. And, you know, if you were to ask anybody, that would probably be his black mark. You know, like, well, you know, he's not as good as everybody thinks, because he couldn't get that Buffalo team anywhere near where it needed to be and basically quit. So is this something that was going to, you know, in 8 years or 6 years or something, we're going to be looking at Babcock and go like, wow, you know, he's done. You know, he's 60 years old or whatever. And he's going off to the fields because, you know, Toronto was just eating him up you know, it just didn't work out. So who knows? We'll see.
Jamie McCowan joining us. All right, how's your golf game? And do you know who you're playing with on Thursday?
You know what? For the first time in a long time, I'm actually not playing. I'm going to the event tomorrow night at the Heritage Point or Park. My daughter, my youngest one, is graduating on Thursday. So it's the old walk across the stage in the morning, and then pictures in the afternoon, and then the dinners at night. And then the reality is, you know, they want to get out of that dinner so fast to get away from the parents. So
by about 7 o'clock or whatever, I'll be done. But I won't be making the game this year. But that, just for the record, I did play one game, and it was for the Tom Baker Cancer Society out in Elbow Springs last week, and I was surprisingly good. You know, I'm not saying how good.
Yeah, yeah.
For what I was expecting, I was surprisingly good.
So dominant, and actually, you not being there Thursday is going to open up the field. Quite honestly, it's a service to everybody.
Yes, absolutely. There's a new slot in the top 10 that's open right now.
There you go. You selling many houses?
You know what? Doing all right. You know, the market's a little bit funky right now, and some great product out there. I think for a lot of people, unfortunately, the job security is something that is kind of rippling across the community. I think just today, as a matter of fact, Crescent Point bought Legacy, which is what was a pretty big company at a time. I think it was billions and billions of dollars, and now it's just been bought for scrap kind of thing. So there's a lot of people out there that are worried about their jobs, and I think if you're worried at all, you should probably be waiting and making sure that your ducks in a row.
Always good to talk to you, pal. Look forward to our next meeting. Unfortunately, it won't be Thursday, but boy, you guys with the alumni doing another great job. 21st, can you believe it? The 21st annual Masters Tournament's upon us.
Well, Perry and Joel and Dana and all the other boys, they do such a good job. But you can never overstate how great a job the volunteers do for us. I mean, they're just the unsung heroes, and they're out there. And I was going to say rain or shine, and you know that for this particular tournament, there's no rain, shine, sleet, snow, whatever. I mean, and they're there and helping us out, and they're a big part of the reason why we raised so much money.
You're the man, Cooner. Thanks for doing this, pal.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.